Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm John Hilton, editor at the Cochrane Editorial Unit. Vitiligo is a common skin disease affecting about 1% of the world's children and adults. The evidence for a wide range of treatments has been brought together in an updated Cochrane review produced in February 2015. The review was carried out by Maxine Whitten from the Cochrane Skin Group at the University of Nottingham in the UK and colleagues. She describes the condition and their work and findings in this podcast.
Vitiligo is characterized by white patches on the skin which are vulnerable to sunburn and can spread to cover large areas of the body. Although there are no serious physical symptoms, the appearance of the patches, particularly on certain areas of the body, such as the genitalia, face, and hands, can have a profound psychological impact on those who have it. Vitiligo is more noticeable in people with dark skin or those who tan easily, and in some communities it might be confused with leprosy, causing people with it to be treated as outcasts. Our understanding of the possible causes of vitiligo has increased in recent years, leading to the development of many more treatments. However, there's more than one type of vitiligo, and we still don't have all the answers. Treatments vary in their effectiveness, and there is no cure nor any way of stopping the spread of the disease. In preparing this Cochrane Review update, we searched for studies of all forms of vitiligo and aimed to find evidence to support available treatments and assess their effects, as well as to ascertain whether the quality of studies has improved since our last update in 2010. We assessed 96 randomized trials, including 57 studies from that earlier version and 39 new studies. We found some evidence of the usefulness of some of the treatments that were new in the last update, and also found many new therapies, including light, creams and ointments, and surgery. Light treatment, in particular narrowband UVB, is the most common treatment, and studies which combined light and another treatment are the most effective. Early treatment with a cream, tacrolimus, can produce good repigmentation and appears to have fewer side effects than corticosteroids, especially when used on the face. Surgical therapies cause trauma to the skin, which is likely to trigger a new vitiligo patch. Therefore, they're only recommended for stable vitiligo or disease affecting only one side of the body. There was some evidence that surgical treatment can achieve better results when combined with light therapy. We were disappointed to find that the studies published since 2010 are still poorly designed, many with too few participants. Many trials used a within-participant design, comparing one side of the body with the other in the same individual, making it difficult for us to compare trials even if they had tested the same treatment. We also found great variation in what study authors considered successful repigmentation and a lack of agreement on how it should be measured. Overall, only 5 of the 96 studies fulfilled the criteria for a well-designed randomized trial, and only 7 assessed the effects of treatment in children, despite the fact that the majority of people with vitiligo develop it before the age of 20. With these shortcomings in mind, we highlight the pressing need for better designed studies with more participants. The development of a standardized core set of outcome measures in all vitiligo trials is also crucial to the comparison of treatments, and this should include patient-rated outcome measures, especially measures of treatment success. Studies in children and trials using psychological and cosmetic interventions to improve quality of life and reduce the burden of the disease are needed. Studies should also follow participants for longer periods after treatment to assess permanence of repigmentation. Finally, by bringing the current evidence together in this single review, we hope that it will lead to the development of new guidelines for vitiligo to inform clinical practice and improve the care of people with this disease.
If you would like to read more, including details of the nearly 100 studies that Maxine and her colleagues found, go to cochranelibrary.com and search for vitiligo.